Hello, Constant Listeners. This is Chris. You may have noticed that the audio quality this week is, well, crappy. This is because it seems that my headset microphone has died, somehow. I don't know what happened. Unfortunately, I don't have time to go out and get a new one in order to record the podcast on time, so I beg your forbearance, and I promise you the quality will be back up to normal next week, or someone will pay. Having said that, let's start the show. Hello and again, welcome to the Labyrinth Library Podcast. How are you doing? I hope, as always, I hope that you are well. So if things sound a little bit differently tonight, I've been kind of struggling with my computer to get it to recognize my microphone. I don't know why. It seems to think, even though I've been using it every Wednesday for the last year and a half, it seems to have forgotten that this microphone actually exists. So it's having issues. I'll compensate as best I can. Anyway, I hope that whatever you're doing well. As for me, I'm on my last week of vacation. I've been completely indolent, really. I look back on it and think, wow, I wasted that vacation. But you know what? What do you do on vacation? You do what you enjoy. And for me, what I enjoy is doing nothing. Sitting with my book and reading. And honestly, I can do that anywhere. Why not in my nice air-conditioned apartment? So, when I go back to work and they say, hey, where did you go on your vacation? I'm going to say, nowhere. I stayed home and I read my books and I slept a lot because that's what I did. But that's not what we're talking about today. As I said last week, we were going to continue talking about writing and the craft of writing. And so I bring to you On Writing, which is by Stephen King. And I bring it because, number one, I usually read it paired up with last week's book, which is Story. Number two, I'm reading Stephen King right now. So, hey, why not? It's very, coincidental, as it were. Yeah. So, how to get into this. When I was in college, I sent a letter to Stephen King. It was the first letter I had ever sent to an author. Well, to, as far as I can remember, to any famous person. And I did my best not to sound completely, you know, fanish in this letter, right? I told him that I really liked his work, especially The Stand, and how I looked forward to seeing how other books came out, especially The Dark Tower. As far as I can remember in the letter, I kept my head. I was cool. But I also did what I reckon many people do when they write to their favorite authors. I told him that I enjoyed writing as well, and I hoped that I could be an author someday. In retrospect, I imagine King gets a lot of these letters, and after I'd sent it, I figured that was my stupid fanboy move. I knew what I wanted to happen next, right? I would get a call from Stephen King who says, you know, judging from the well-written letter... I know he doesn't have a stentorian baritone, but play with it. You know, judging from the well-written letter you sent me, I would like to see an example of your fiction. And so I'd send him the short story I was working on, and he'd write back, and he'd say, you're brilliant! I'm going to devote my remaining days to seeing that you become a writer of greatness. Stick with me, kid, and the world is your oyster. At which point he jams a cigar in his mouth and showers me with money. The advantage that I have over other people with overactive imaginations is that I know when mine is BSing me. Honestly, I figured I would never hear from him again at all. On that point, at least, I was wrong. A few weeks later, I got a letter from none other than Stephen King himself. Included was a card on which he thanked me for my kind words about his work, and also he included a couple of photocopies of articles he had done about writing. I figure he had a whole stack of these ready to send to every prospective writer out there, but it meant a lot to me that he had taken the time. The articles talked about how he wrote and the advice he always gave to budding writers. I figure he must have gotten a lot of letters like mine because he eventually wrote this book. In it is nearly everything he knows about how to write well. I figure that he hoped people would stop asking when he published it, although I doubt people did, really. Those who want to be writers, and you can ask any published writer about this, believe that there is a secret to getting published, that there's some sort of special club for writers and agents and publishers who all know each other, and in order to get into the club, you have to go live with, I don't know, John Scalzi and become his personal catwaxer for a year. But that just ain't so. What those who are already in publishing will tell you is that the best way to get a story published is to write a great story. Do that and your chances of success are much improved. So how then do you write a great story? Well, all King can tell us, really all any writer at all can tell us, is how he does it. The first part of his book is his curriculum vitae, in which he tells us about how he became a writer. It's not a particularly surprising story, really. He gives us his memories of writing as a child, from knockoffs of horror comics to original works of horror and fantasy. The stories he tells, the memories that he relays to show us that he was always interested in writing all his life, and the desire to write, the need to write, was something that has always been with him. It follows him through his days as a neophyte novelist, breaking into the big time with the sale of Carrie, and how the personal and financial success he gained from that propelled him to write more and better. And of course, there were the dark days, the drugs and the alcohol, the books he can't remember writing, and the days he can't remember drinking through. He's sober now, of course, but this is a warning, one of many peppered throughout the book. Beware the writer's traps. The illusion that you must be a drunk, a la Hemingway, for example, to be a good writer is one of those. He fell for it, but fortunately for us, he climbed his way out again. Much like any trade, skill in writing is built by experience and having the faith that you have something worth saying to the world. But even having something to say and an unshakable faith won't make you a good writer. So the second part of the book is a bit more practical. How do you make a story? Well, much like any trade, you need your tools. You need your grammar and your structure and your vocabulary so you can present your ideas in comprehensible form. You need your metaphor and your simile so that you're not being too obvious in what you want to say. You need your symbolism, your description, your characterization. You need your foreshadowing and nuance and dialogue. But what you need the most is practice, patience, and faith. He walks through the steps of composition, character creation, and coming up with the essential through line of your story. He gives us his own pet peeves as a writer. For example, he hates adverbs passionately, and he says that the passive voice is to be avoided at all costs. And he exhorts us to read as many different writers as we can. He gives us the benefit of his years of experience and the things he has learned, and says to us, now, you try. King sets a very challenging bar. 2,000 words a day, every day, no exceptions. Now, for most people just getting started, he's willing to be a little bit lenient. 1,500 words a day, and you can have Sundays off. And you have to take it seriously, as you would any true craft. King recommends that you establish a writing space, ideally somewhere where you can close the door, lose the distractions, and take care of those reasons not to write. And then, as the fine folks at Nike would say, just do it. Of course, if you're new at this, most of what you write will be crap. In fact, even if you're not new, the odds are that your first draft will be a mess. But if you have something to say and you know what that is, then the story will shine through. You can polish it, revise it, tweak and massage it until it's something that you're willing to let the rest of the world see. It's hard work, for sure. At no point does King say that being a writer will be easy. He says it's sometimes thrilling, scary, exquisite, weird, toilsome, difficult, Sisyphean, even. But never, ever easy. And there's no guarantee that you'll end up where he is. In fact, the odds are that you won't be able to make a living as a writer. It's certainly not impossible, of course. Many men and women make that bar every year. But to write consistently at that level requires even more practice, more patience, and more faith. In the end, King is one writer who has certainly made it big. He avoided destroying himself, and he survived an accident that should have destroyed him, and he's still writing. And if you get nothing else from this book, perhaps it is this lesson. A writer writes. No matter what, no matter why. A writer writes because that is what a writer must do to survive. If you're willing to do that, and if you have stories that you need to tell, then you might be a writer. It's a scary thing to do, but who knows scary better than Stephen King? Take a read through this book and open up a fresh Word file and get to work. And who knows, maybe one of these days I'll be doing one of your books on this podcast, because, my will to write, as it were, waxes and wanes, and it suggests to me that I do not have the level of devotion that King requires to become a good writer. So, alas and alack. But I have continued doing the podcast, so I can be a podcaster. Yes, it's almost just as good. Anyway, let me give you a quote from his book. Near the beginning, King says, "What follows is everything I know about how to write good fiction. I'll be as brief as possible, because your time is valuable and so is mine. And we both understand that the hours we spend talking about writing is time we don't spend actually doing it. I'll be as encouraging as possible because it's my nature and because I love this job. I want you to love it too. But if you don't want to work your ass off, you have no business trying to write well. Settle back into competency and be grateful you have even that much to fall back on. So that is Stephen King on writing. So there you go. Those are the two books. If I were to try and recharge my writing batteries, which I do from time to time, those are two books that I go to. And they're very good in terms of learning the craft of writing. You know, a lot of people, especially in these postmodern days, think that you can just slap anything down you want on a page and it'll sell and you'll be brilliant. And that's not true. What both King and McKee agree on is that writing takes time, it takes effort, hard work, sweat and blood, and you have to know how stories work. You have to know how characters work. You have to know the rules, and then you can break the rules if that's what you want to do. But there you go. I hope that you enjoyed those two books, and if you are interested in writing, I hope that they give you something to look at, something to work on, so that, as I said, maybe one of these days I will be reviewing your book here on this podcast. And won't you be lucky? Yes, you might gain as many as 10, 11, 12 new readers from me. That is my power. Colbert Bumpscott, nothing on me. So, what are we doing for next week? Next week, I figure, since we've been talking about how to write well, I figured next week we could look at some stories by a man who has proven he knows how to write well. This is a classic science fiction anthology by an author who just turned 90 years old. I think last week he turned 90 years old. And the internet has been aflame with a wonderful musical tribute to this author, which I will not be playing on the podcast, because this is a family venue. So tell me who the author is and take a guess as to which of his many, many, many anthologies it is. I'll give you a hint. It is mentioned in the song. And that's it. You know, we'll be back here. I'll be here next Wednesday. I'll be back to work next Wednesday. I think it's finals. Yeah, finals next week. So that'll be good fun. I'm trying to think of whether or not I should shave my beard. But that's it. Now I'm babbling. You don't pay me to babble. Wait, you don't pay me. Anyway, whatever. I hope that you enjoy yourselves, and I will see you all next week.
A text version of this review will be up on the blog, thelabyrinthlibrary.blogspot.com, along with any relevant links I can think of. If you have anything you want to say or any suggestions you'd like to make, please leave a comment and let me know. If you have a book you'd like to recommend, I'd be happy to hear it. If you would like to send me some email, send it to labyrinthlibrary@gmail.com. And if you like what you hear, please give a review on iTunes or become a fan on Facebook. This podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license, so feel free to share it, but please don't sell it or change it. The music is courtesy of Kevin MacLeod at www.incompetech.com. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week, and until then, keep reading.